Proverbs 14:14 says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself." This is really a very simple, straightforward proverb. The backslider fills his heart with his own bad ways, and that is bad. The good man chooses to fill his heart with good ways, and that is good. But of course, we have to point out the importance of reading the Bible with sound interpretation methods. This could be a little confusing to those who ignore A, the context, B, the intent of the message, and C, scripture with scripture for additional light. First, the context is this. What is the result of the choices made by the backslider versus the good guy who remains faithful to the Lord? That is the matter being discussed. And that leads us to understand that, secondly, the intent of the message is this. The backslider will come to a very bad end because he has filled his heart with his own sinful, fallible, foolish ways, while the good guy has chosen to fill his heart with the way of God, and therefore the good guy ends well. So then, once you have made this logical deduction based upon the context and the intent of the text as it stands, you should make the additional effort to see if this gels with other scripture. Scripture with scripture. And of course, you should only compare with texts that you have or can follow the same rules of context and intent. Now, it might surprise you to know that Proverbs 14:14 is the only verse in the Bible with the word backslider. And you will hear some people make that statement in order to make you think that there's really no such thing, and that we have somehow misunderstood the term as it's used. After all, if being a backslider was a thing, then certainly it would appear in the Bible more than once, right? Well, right. And that is why the person using that fake fact that the word backslider is only used once in the Bible, they're actually being dishonest, unless they're simply repeating the claim, having not researched it. And in that case, they're in violation of Acts 17:11, 1 John 4:1, 2 Timothy 2:15, and other scriptures requiring that we test, check out, and search the scriptures and work to make sure that we are accurate in our understanding of and our claims about God's Word. You see, the exact word backslider is only used once in the King James Bible, but it shows up 16 times in total, when it's used 15 other times in the form as backsliding and backslidings. Ironically, the man or woman telling people that the word backslider is only in the Bible once is actually backslidden. Whether they are lying or carelessly repeating the lie, either case is the act of a backslider. And those who lie, or those who are lazy and careless with God's Word, will be filled with lies and or false and inaccurate information. They will be filled with lies and falsehoods, and their end is bad. Thus our proverb. On the other hand, the good guy, and the word good used in this context is not meaning that they are sinless or perfect in the divine or absolute sense, but in the general God-fearing sense on a human level, that good guy will be filled with truth and honesty, and his or her end will be good. The book of Romans demonstrates this contrast. It begins in Romans 1:28-32, describing those who are filled with their own ways, saying, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." And then he lists all the things they filled themselves with, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, and so forth. And then closes saying, "Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." But then the contrast, the book of Romans ends in Romans 15:13-14 with this blessing and description of our good guy in Proverbs 14:14, saying, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another."